I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, not to repeat the weather, man, but you can expect minor thunderstorms throughout Inyo County today. Following is an article written by Mathlete Tegan Orr. She was varsity there. It's about the magnificent Mathletes of 24-25 season. After four JV meets and six varsity meets, the end of the school year marks the end of the Mathlete season. The year has been incredible for the Mathletes. As both teams finished in first place, the JV team ended their season with 73 points. Their score is over double Boron's third place score of 35 and 11 points ahead of Rosamond's second place score of 62. The varsity team ended their season at an incredible 212 points. Their score was 31 points ahead of Tehachapi's second place score of 181 and was more than the combined scores of the remaining three teams. This is a monumental victory that the coach D.D. Buchholz has never seen in her years of coaching, making this a season a historic one. More to this article can be found at SierraWave.net or on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. Well, Caltrans is set to improve 38 lane miles of roadway on State Route 120 East. Here's what you need to know. Mona Hills Road, SR-120, will receive a cold-in-place recycle of pavement for a much-improved driving experience. Drivers will soon experience better road conditions on State Route 120 east of southern Mono County as the construction begins Monday on the SR-120 cold-in-place recycle project. The primary focus of the $4 million project is to improve and extend the life of the pavement on the roadway. Crews will rehabilitate the pavement and SR-120 east from 5 miles west of Dobie Meadows Road to Black Lake Road. Cold-in-place recycling is an effective highway maintenance tool that's achieved through a partial depth reclamation of the pavement. Partial depth reclamation is the process of grinding the roadway down, laying a foam oil mix layer, then reclaiming the pavement and applying a hot mix asphalt. Papich Construction Company is the contractor for this maintenance project. The work is scheduled from Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Crews expect the project to last about 40 working days. How will this impact traffic? It will be reduced to one lane during work hours, and a pilot car will guide vehicles through the construction area. Drivers may experience up to 20-minute delays during non-work hours. The speed limit in the construction zone will be reduced to 45 miles per hour. The Lone Pine Firefighters Association is proud to invite the community to its first annual Dakota Ensminger Firefighters Picnic on Saturday, July 19th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Spain Hauer Park in Lone Pine. Exciting new event celebrates community service and the memory of one of our own. Come meet your local volunteer firefighters and EMTs, enjoy delicious food, and take part in the fun activities for all ages. Events highlighted are a live fire and EMS demonstration, tri-tip dinner and refreshments for sale, 50-50 raffle and prize raffles, kids activities like rock painting, face painting, water balloons, games, capture the flag, dunk tank, all kinds of good stuff. Cool off with the crew, bring your family, and enjoy a splash with your local fire department. All proceeds from this event will benefit the Lone Pine Firefighters Association, which supports training, equipment, and outreach for our volunteer fire department. The event is open to all ages. Everyone is welcome. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.